The Language of Flowers by H.G. Wells. Narrated by Gary Appleton. During the early Victorian revival of chivalry, the language of flowers had some considerable vogue. The Romeo of the mutton chop whiskers was expected to keep this delicate symbolism in view, and even to display his wit by some dainty conceits in it. An ignorance of the code was fraught with innumerable dangers. A sprig of lilac was a suggestion. A moss rosebud pushed the matter, was indeed evidence to go to court upon. And unless Charlotte parried with white poplar, a by no means accessible flower, or apricot blossom, or failing that, dabbled a cooling dock leaf at the fellow, he was at her with tulip, heliotrope, and honeysuckle, peach blossom, white jonquil, and pink, and a really overpowering and suffocating host of attentions. I suppose he got at last to three-cornered notes in the vernacular, and